27 minutes after 5 o'clock. Duke Brooks here. Thanks very much for being along on this Monday. We've got about a little more than 30 minutes to go on this edition of Radio Free Delmarva. As I mentioned earlier, tonight the Sussex County Republican Committee will be electing a new chair, person, man. We had Billy Carroll on the air here on Friday, and I did invite Mary Spicer, who is the other candidate for the chair. Mary decided not to come in for an on-air interview, and that's okay. People have the absolutely the right to do so or not. It's up to them. I'm not going to tell you who I am voting for. I will, however, mention this. There are 23 elected officials in and from Sussex County. We have 9 that stay in the county. That would be the 5 members of the Sussex County Council and the 4 what are known as row offices. The remainder we send to Dover. We have 4 senators and we have 9 representatives. I think those numbers are right, but in any event, of the representatives that this county sends to Dover, all are Republican except one, Pete Schwarzkopf, a Democrat. Of the 5 members of the Sussex County Council, 4 are Republican, one of them, Joan Deaver, who represents the coastal area of the county, is a Democrat. Of the 4 row offices in the county, which comprise the recorder of deeds, the register of wills, the clerk of the peace, and the sheriff, of those 4, 3 are Republican, and 1 is a guy who's a personal friend of ours, and I would describe him as a Republicrat, a non-political individual. All of the senators that we send to Dover are Republican. Now, the Sussex Republican Committee has often come under what I would refer to as scathing, if not scatological, criticism from certain people that have blogs and who call radio stations and things of that nature. Since the committee's record in getting Republicans elected and helping in a variety of different ways, frankly, is so excellent, I would question strenuously the motivations of those who criticize the Sussex Republican Committee. And it seems very clear to me that those people are not interested in helping the committee to achieve its agenda, which is to elect Republicans. Rather, they simply want to get rid of the current management and take over themselves. And that has been my experience and my observation on it. They were able to run the last chairman out of town. I really wish that he had not had a couple of serious personal family issues taking place in his life at the time, because I think he would have remained and would have fought back. But that is basically what is happening tonight. A little over an hour from now, we're going to begin electing a new chairman for the Sussex Republican Committee. I believe this is important. My guess is that almost everybody who is a member of the executive committee and who is therefore eligible to vote tonight will be there voting. And if the committee decides to